This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, says he will be resigning the governorship effective the 2nd of August.
I want to respect the Constitution, and I want to secure an orderly transition.
That's Rosello speaking through a translator. There have been calls for Rosello to step down for weeks since there were leaked messages in which Rosello was seen to have made derogatory comments about gay people, women, and Hurricane Maria victims. Republicans say nothing new came out of Robert Mueller's testimony before two House committees yesterday, but the top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the appearances were meaningful.
It is a crossing of a threshold in terms of the public awareness of what happened and how it conforms to the law or not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Pentagon says North Korea has launched at least two short-range projectiles flying about 260 miles. This would be the first reported missile launch since President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had a historic meeting at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas about a month ago. Hours after a federal judge in Washington declined to do so, a San Francisco judge chose to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
U.S. District Judge John Tiger ruled that the administration's rule, which would bar asylum applications from immigrants who travel through another country to get to the U.S., is likely inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Administration lawyers argued that the U.S. was entitled to enact the rule because of what it calls the crisis of increased migrants at the border.
Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon has been confirmed as the new FAA chief. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Congressional attempts to stop arms sales to Saudi Arabia stopped by the White House. President Trump vetoing two bipartisan measures that had been passed by Congress to try to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. The president also vetoed a third measure meant to punish Saudi Arabia for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a message to lawmakers, Trump said the resolution would weaken America's global competitiveness and damage important relationships with allies. It's doubtful Congress has the votes to override those vetoes. Officials in Manhattan say financier Jeffrey Epstein's been found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not determined what happened to him, but he's going to be kept on suicide watch. Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. The man who orchestrated the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history is asking President Trump to set him free. Lawyers for Bernie Madoff have filed a request a request that is asking the president to commute the 81-year-old New York investment con man's 150-year sentence, Madoff pleading guilty in 2009 to 11 crimes after swindling thousands of investors out of billions of dollars. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Lots to get into, and we're going to start it off with our good professor friend, Dr. Wilford Riley is with us, political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of the book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good to be back, and I'm very good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm still a little, I don't know, I guess, I guess sad, you know, after watching, 6 hours of the Mueller hearing, and sad in the sense that you have compassion for your fellow man. And when you see that somebody is in the, in the downside of his career, and he's on a stage like he was yesterday, it was really sad. I had this sense. What it took me back to was remembering, and I mentioned this to somebody else, that I remember when Willie Mays decided to play an additional year of his baseball career. And I think he was playing for the Mets at the time. And suddenly he's dropping fly balls. This never happened, for Willie Mays. And that's what I felt like in watching Mueller was that, gosh, here it is, this one-time, champion just absolutely diminished. And it was pretty sad. I felt very sorry for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the sports metaphor that comes to my mind when you see something like that is Michael Jordan coming out of retirement from my Chicago Bulls.
Right.
And averaging, I think it was 17 points a game for the Washington Wizards in 2002. Right. So, yeah, you never necessarily want to see something like that. With Mueller, I think to some extent this was almost unavoidable because, I mean, the line from Mitch McConnell, how many times are we going to see this same movie, I think is pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller released the Mueller report. He did the media he had to do about the Mueller report. He wasn't too enthused about coming back in front of Congress, as I understand. He was actually the individual, as I understand, that requested that letter from Attorney General Barr limiting what he could testify about. Mm-hmm. To make it as short as possible. So I don't think you saw someone that was wildly excited about being there or someone that had new material to deliver or someone that wasn't very busy in his other endeavors. And that led to kind of a stuttering performance.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's as much of a testimony to the fact that he was dragged back to do this as to who Mueller is, even at this point in his career. I mean, one comment here, the point at which I almost stopped listening, obviously I'm a political wonk, I do media, right. I teach political science, so I had to watch a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point at which I stopped listening and started taking notes on the side, doing some other things, was when they actually verbatim asked the question. One of the Republicans or one of the Blue Dogs asked the question, quote, are you saying that Trump, his administration, and his family did not at all collaborate with Russia? And Mueller said, yes, I am saying that. And then everything else became sort of a complicated legal pastiche. Is obstruction of justice possible and so on down the line? But I think that was the key point. And I think beyond that, that the report turned up no Russian collusion. Trump is not, let's be frank, a morally ideal man, but no collusion of any kind happened. Beyond that, the rest of it was just Mueller being asked technical questions that he's answered before for 6 hours. And I think that's not going to be the most enjoyable experience for anybody.
No, exactly. And but to hear him try to, you know, fashion his words, you know, he seemed very disconnected, as some have suggested, that, you know, his name was kind of hijacked to this report more than he was really involved. And you can understand, I mean, in part, I mean, you got 19 attorneys and all the different staff members involved with it. How do you, 448 pages. But, you know, the thing that, going back earlier, in terms of his preparation and his position and that sort of thing, I think Bill Barr tried to give him an exit ramp. And Bill Barr, you know, wanted to give him a lifeline. If he'd have said, hey, you know what, you know, get me out of this thing, I can't do this, or that Bill Barr should have been discerning enough as the FBI director to say, look, at the guy's not going to be up to a task, or, you know, why let him just, you know, be fed to the wolves, so to speak, because, you know, the people that won, I guess, you know, say, people say, well, no, nobody won. Well, you know, I think the Democrats took a big hit, and so did the media, because they had presented this. They set up the American people as this is going to be it. This is the final nail in the Trump coffin.
Well, I mean, I think that that's been said a bunch of times. Two things that I take from this whole situation are, one, if you want to be frank, Trump is not a morally perfect person, as most politicians aren't. So, I mean, you could dance back and forth about whether obstruction of justice happened. I mean, my personal opinion, and this may be because I lead right as a bias, is probably not, because you need an underlying criminal offense for obstruction of justice, as I understand with a legal background. But, I mean, so on the one hand, it's theoretically possible that something maybe happened here. On the other hand, I think that virtually none of the major things that Trump was accused of occurred. And if you recall, the entire focus of this for a very long time was Trump colluding with Russia. This was very explicitly said. I mean, I consume a lot of left as well as right-wing media, and Bill Maher, for example, openly said Trump colluded with the Russians. I believe Trump is a Russian operative. Stephen Colbert referred to Trump as, we don't need to go into detail, but Vladimir Putin's bleep holster. The idea was that Trump was something pretty close to a Russian spy. That turned out not to be the case at all. You might correct this, but I mean, there were two low-level meetings between the Trump administration and the Russians. People like Eric Trump, nothing criminal took place. So I think for a very long time we've been hearing... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was Don Jr. in the Trump Tower. Okay, yes, yeah. Right.
But I mean, for a very long time, we've been hearing this is going to be it for the Orange Man. And I don't think that that's ever really turned out to be the case. I don't know whether Mueller could have been spared this. I mean, the Democrats wanted him there to get sort of some punchlines, some one-liners. And frankly, I think the Republicans did, too. I mean, most of the questions that were asked were directly designed to produce sound bites for Twitter. So as I was watching kind of young professional blue check marks, many of whom are friends of mine, post things, I mean, from the right, it literally was like the question that I just mentioned from the right.
Right.
But there was no collusion with Russia, right, sir? And Mueller says, yes. And from the left, it was, what was the question? Did you conclude that you could not charge the president with any criminal offenses? And Mueller said, well, no. After he leaves office, of course, he could probably be charged.
Yeah, this was all on the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, the judgment that they had said that no sitting president could be judged. And originally, there was even some early discussion when he came out and did that 9-minute presentation, that presser, you know, because even in the, there was a specific question that was asked on several occasions by the Attorney General of Mueller, are you saying the OLC stopped you? He said, no, that was even in consideration of that. There was no reason to, there was no justification for any further action on this. And so he had already delineated that. And, you know, people wanting to hear what they want to hear, again, this is our, you know, this is our prejudices, our worldview. It draws us to different conclusions. And the Democrats, what they heard was that the OLC is what saved the bacon. And then, of course, yesterday he makes a statement. He says, well, are you saying that you can indict the president after he, you know, he finishes his term? Yes, you can. And then he had to come back and clarify that. So, it can be a bit confusing here watching the bouncing ball, no doubt. And, you know, and I appreciate your perspective. We got to go to a quick break, and we've got more from Professor Wilfred Riley right here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, just a reminder, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. You will see Dr. Riley's book featured right there on the front page. Hate crime hoax.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America
back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm not going to discuss other matters. I'm not going to answer that. No, I'm not familiar with that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to engage in discussion about what happened after the production of our report. Not going to get into detail. That's not within my purview. Well, I can't get into who wrote it. I can't get into that internal deliberations. I can't get into it. I am not going to get into it. I don't want to speculate. Well, I'm not going to go further in terms of discussing. I don't necessarily credit what you're saying.
Well, will this be the end of it? Is this the end of chapter one? Some said chapter one, but the only problem is, Dr. Riley, when they say the end of chapter one, it tells you chapter two is coming. You know, so the Democrats have been hard pressed, they want to see this through no matter what. And, yesterday we got the information, and, clearly what will happen now is the Democrats will pick up with this because they're not about to let this go. But just to kind of summarize, I think what they may rue the day on is that this is going to cause, and this is the Inspector General and another special counsel that's looking into this, is really considering the genesis of this whole thing. And that's what I found was quite interesting, that the person that really lied, who didn't get indicted, that kind of was the flint and the spark on this whole deal, okay, is just running around free, and there's no connection. And in fact, he was special counsel Mueller, he didn't even want to talk about Fusion GPS, and seemed to indicate that he had little knowledge of that, which was just shocking.
Yeah, well, I think one thing that comes out of this kind of process is that we see that neither party is particularly innocent of this kind of thing. So, I mean, you're referring to the entire Steele dossier, Fusion GPS issue. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this was the allegation, unbelievably, that Hillary Clinton, who also is not an innocent player in these waters, I mean, Hillary Clinton contacted a literal foreign intelligence operative and had him prepare a dossier of information on Mr. Trump and some of her other opponents. And yeah, Mueller's line about that was, well, this is not my purview. This is not an area I can reach into. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, if you actually look at the full background here, again, I'm sure that both parties do major oppo. I know from yes. personal off-the-record conversation that both parties do major oppo research all the time. I don't think this looks all that good for Obama, for that mm-hmm. matter.
Right.
I mean, if you really want to stretch this out, Russian interference in U.S. elections began in 2014 and was responded to with kind of a wink and a nod by him. Mm-hmm. And again, it's never morally acceptable to say everybody does this, but I mean, if you recall, Obama on a hot mic once told, I believe, the then president of Russia, let's work out a deal. We go easy on one another until after my election, and then I'll have a bit more leeway to work with you.
Exactly. Well, not to mention also that it was the Obama administration, if you remember, had no love for Bibi Netanyahu, and how much money did they spend trying to get rid of Bibi Netanyahu out of Israel?
Massive, massive amounts. And it all, again, and not acceptable to say everybody does this, but I'd say the foreign player that interferes most in U.S. elections is probably Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Even Canada plays a role. Mm-hmm. But the idea, for example, in the Mexican case, that it is legitimate to speak to citizens of another country who have a background in your country and tell them how to vote is pretty ethically questionable in terms of international or U.S. domestic law. So I don't think that compared to Clinton, compared to past U.S. presidents, so on, I'm especially horrified by Trump's actions here. I will say, though, no, you're right. The Democrats aren't going to let up on Trump. This is not going to be the last attempt to bring him down for what you could describe as a white-collar crime. I would lay money, if I had a site like Bodog open right now, that the next thing is either going to be his taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a number of states have said if Trump does not release tax returns, he can't appear on the ballot. That's going to lead to a direct legal challenge. He's going to fight that. Or impeachment. One of the things I do take away from the Mueller report is that Mueller essentially said, look, on the legal side, we don't find collusion, and we don't find enough evidence of obstruction for myself or the AG to pursue it. If Congress wants to pursue it, and he's not just implicitly but explicitly said that,
right.
that would be possible. So the ball's now in the Democrats' court. I mean, you saw one attempted impeachment fail pretty pathetically. I mean, lost by 300 votes. But are there going to be resolutions proposing the impeachment of Trump that come up at inconvenient times before 2020? I don't think we're done here. No.
No, I agree. And all this to say, as you noted in your book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling the Fake Race War, in the opening sentence of your jacket, you say, has the election of Donald Trump ushered in a new era of racial hatred in our country? And I would say beyond racial hatred, it's just this incivil attitude that has permeated our culture, you know, with the alt-right, and now what we see happening in New York where the police are being, you know, water bombed, and you know, things that are being caught, speaking of hot mics, the mayor of Chicago, not saying such nice things about a police officer representative. I mean, we're getting to the point, Dr. Riley, where this country is becoming lawless, and anarchy is starting to reign here.
Well, I think that one very important point there, one of the things that distinguishes the Democratic Party's reaction to Trump is that there's been an intense reluctance to accept him as the legitimate president.
Yes.
There has been an extraordinary focus on finding some unethical way in which he beat Hillary Clinton. Now, the reality is just that Hillary Clinton was one of the least liked nominees ever put forward by a major political party, whether or not very qualified. That's why Trump won. But, I mean, the argument was that he colluded with the Russians, that he cheated somehow, voters were disenfranchised, all of this. And I think that the intense, constant media presentation of this has made a lot of people on the left, you've heard the term Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. TDS. A lot of people on the left are almost irrationally angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand political partisanship. I have good friends that are traditional Southern Democrats. I have good friends that are Republicans. But a lot of the stuff that's being said right now, like we're running concentration camps, is there's an element of LARPing to it, live action role playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
just not real. And I think in response to that, you have seen the fanatics on the right, they're smaller in number, but they're more dangerous, respond by promoting things like genuine racism. I'm sure the circulation of Amarin or V-Dare is up 1,000% following the election of Trump, as people see, you referred to cops being doused with hot water in the streets. When you see that, which is caused by this idea that Trump is an unethical monster, there are people that are going to react by saying, well, the hell with that, I'm with him, and let's get these people that are, you know, attacking his supporters.
Exactly.
So, yeah, increased tension is bad. There's nothing really good that can be said about this sort of pre-Civil War, quote-unquote, back-and-forth saber rattling. We're not going to have a Civil War, but it's bad.
Right. Well, we could end up with some, 21st century American revolution of some sort. Hopefully it would be for all the right reasons, but all this stuff's got to be ferreted out. But the media is doing a disservice to the people by giving place to such a minority number of people, whether it's the alt-right or, the four women of color in Congress who have gotten a lot of attention, and they continue to say things that are outrageous. I mean, it's you have Trump derangement syndrome on one side, but on the other hand, you've got this very socialistic mindset and this revolutionary mindset with statements made that are just unconscionable. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I'm in for free speech, but it should have cut both ways.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, in one sentence, first, I do think we're going to resolve the culture war one way or another. And I don't think that's going to be with bullets. We're all Americans. But I do think that we're going to have to make a decision about where we want to be as a country. I read recently, looking through a friend's academic monograph, that the large majority of liberal Democrats want the USA to be a socialist, majority-minority, basically disarmed country by about 2050. And I think that there's going to be a decision made on that. For example, a referendum about birthright citizenship at some point in the fairly near future, where we're going to say either we're going to continue as a fairly diverse but Western country that follows these capitalist principles, or we're going to try this other thing. And we'll remain as a country in either case. Britain remained after losing the empire, but I'd rather not, quote unquote, lose the empire. I'd rather keep on the trajectory we're on.
I'm with you. I'd rather not follow the lead of what Britain has endured, no doubt. His book, Hate Crime Hoax, available at all the usual places, right, Dr. Riley?
Yep, yeah, you can find that on Amazon.com. I always encourage people to
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification for the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder. Buy 2, get the 3rd one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, says he will be resigning the governorship effective the 2nd of August.
I want to respect the Constitution and I want to secure an orderly transition.
That's Rosello speaking through a translator. There have been calls for Rosello to step down for weeks since there were leaked messages in which Rosello was seen to have made derogatory comments about gay people, women, and Hurricane Maria victims. Republicans say nothing new came out of Robert Mueller's testimony before two House committees yesterday, but the top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the appearances were meaningful.
It is a crossing of a threshold in terms of the public awareness of what happened and how it conforms to the law or not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Mr. Mueller, are you aware of anyone from your team having given advance knowledge of the raid on Roger Stone's home to any person or the press, including CNN?
Well, I'm not going to talk about specifics.
Are you aware of anyone providing information to the media regarding the raid on Roger Stone's home, including CNN?
I'm not going to speak to that.
Okay. Mr. Mueller, you sent a letter dated March 27th to Attorney General Barr in which you claim the Attorney General's memo to Congress did not fully capture the context of your report. You stated earlier today that response was not authorized. Did you make any effort to determine who leaked this confidential letter?
I'm not certain when it was publicized. I didn't know it was publicized, but I do not believe we would be responsible for the leaks.
Do you know who anonymously made claims to the press that Attorney General Barr's March 24th letter to Congress had misrepresented the findings of your report?
No.
Sir, given these examples, as well as others, you must have realized the leaks were coming from someone associated with the special counsel's office. What I'd like to ask is...
No, I do not believe that.
I'll tell you, I don't know how you felt about it, but, you know, here it is. Let's face it. American voters are more concerned about immigration, but we spent 6 hours wading through the Mueller testimony yesterday and two committee hearings. And what is the final conclusion? if there can be a final conclusion. Some are saying it's over. Well, the Democrats are the ones right now in power in the House, and they will tell you it isn't over until they say it's over. Megan Barth is with us. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the Media Equality Project. Megan, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, before we talk immigration, real quick, if it's possible, what was your impression or your takeaway from the Mueller hearings?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question? Yeah, I'm just joking. That was Mueller's whole testimony.
Mm.
I don't know how many times he asked for the question to be repeated, but I was on air the night before hosting a show, and I said, you know, I want to know what Mueller knew and when he knew it. Well, it doesn't seem like Mueller knew anything. He didn't know what was in his report.
No,
I don't think we should actually call it his report. I think it should be called the Weissman Report.
Exactly.
And Andrew Weissman, for this, he seemed befuddled. He seemed out of place. He didn't seem as, you know, the Marine, you know, the civil servant that has given 30 years. He didn't seem present.
Right.
I was afraid that they were going to ask him his name, and he would say, could you repeat the question?
Yeah. Well, there were a couple of questions that were pretty academic, and you know, and he, well, where did you get that from? And the congressman said, "Well, that's my question." You know, so yeah, it was really a train wreck. I mean, David Axelrod, you know, just, you know, he tweeted out, "This is painful," and it's sad,
very painful,
and it's sad to see a. I mean, regardless of how you feel about Bob Mueller and all that's been going on, I mean, this is a fellow human being, and you see him in the twilight of his career, and I was just talking with Dr. Wilford Riley, and I said it kind of reminded me as a kid growing up and watching Willie Mays in that additional season, baseball season, where he's dropping fly balls routinely that he would catch from his back pocket. You know, it just makes you sad.
Yeah, it was like me watching Michael Jordan when he went to the Wizards. I'm like, give it up, you know, you can't do this. But he's simply just a figurehead. I mean, what we really learned yesterday is that Robert Mueller was just a figurehead. Because his whole entire team that he assembled, he's supposed to be the chief investigator, and he doesn't even know that the majority of people in his team are Democrats. Mm-hmm. Andrew Weissman, his right-hand man, who I believe was responsible for actually engineering this whole entire farce of the special counsel as far as what came out of the special counsel, he was censured in a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court for withholding exculpatory evidence.
Exactly.
And you mean to tell me that this chief investigator, this prosecutor, didn't know any of that? If you don't even know who's on your team, it's no surprise to me that he feigns ignorance when it comes to Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson.
How could you not know? How could you not know about Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson? I mean, and even like you know, Representative Lasko said, you know, Chapter 2 of the Mueller report, I could have got for $50 a $50 cable service, because most of it came from media reporting, whether it was the Times, the Post, or Fox. I mean, 60 times in Chapter 2, the Post was quoted. New York Times, 70 times. Fox was like 20 times plus, 20, 26 times, some minor number. But, you know, so to her point is that what was the point of you know, the second installment of the report, other than to
right.
to leave some landmines.
Right. That's exactly what it was. It was to allow the Democrats to use all of that really opposition research compiled into the $30 million special counsel report, so then they can drag the entire country through more chaos the last 2 years and for the next 2 years, because this isn't going to go away, because the Democrats have two things. The Democrats have the ability to use racism at any given time that they want to, which, of course, they're trying to chip away at the armor, the integrity, the character of the president. They want to make him untrustworthy. And then, of course, how else do you make him untrustworthy? Not only call him a Russian agent, but you make him out to be dangerous to the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they will drag this country through an unlimited amount of hearings. Here's an example. It'll be a good segue for immigration. Doug Collins came out yesterday and said, and guess what our committee is going to meet about tomorrow? Yes, we're going to have another immigration hearing. But they haven't done, meaning the Democrats, haven't done a darn thing to even pass a bill to fix the problem.
Right.
So the Democrats are more interested in the spectacle. They're more interested in the political theater than actually getting something done in order to give not only a win for the American people, but come hell or high water, they are not going to give a win to President Donald Trump.
Well, and we've got a transactional piece of legislation in the USMCA. Mexico has already approved it. Canada is waiting. And here we are. You know, we're dragging our feet. You know, the Democrats are dragging their feet for the very reason that you just said. There's not going to be any optic or any suggestion whatsoever that Donald Trump is moving the ball when, you know, everything that has to do with the economy, because it doesn't rely on the Democrats. It would be nice if they were helping, because if we had any kind of cooperation, I still maintain that 3.2, we'd be looking at 4+ GDP.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, just imagine how much more successful this president could be if we did actually have a bipartisan Congress rather than a House who is hell-bent, and Democrats on both sides of the aisle, quite frankly, who are hell-bent on destroying this president. You have to ask yourself, what are they so afraid of? And what they're so afraid of is that not only did they lose the election, but they lost their power in order to fundamentally transform this country.
Exactly.
How do you fundamentally transform? We're talking about two ideologies here, not necessarily two parties. They lost the ability, or at least they were slowed down, into the fundamental transformation of this country. So how do you fundamentally transform it? You fundamentally transform it through open borders.
Well, and it's also from the inside, and it's from the inside out. It's all the appointees that Barack Obama left behind, this long list of mini Manchurian candidates within the government that Donald Trump, it's taken him a long time to figure it out why all the leaks have been taking place. I mean, it is amazing the number of leaks that have taken place in his administration compared to Obama's or George W. Bush's.
Right, and it is all of his leftovers should be cleaned out. We're old enough to remember when Bill Clinton fired every single attorney and handpicked them and replaced them with his own.
Well, I'll tell you, the time has been well overdue. We're talking with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, and our conversation will continue. We're going to get more into immigration as the biggest concern for voters. This is according to Gallup. And also, the DOJ has announced a broad antitrust of big tech. So stay tuned for that and more right here on Bill Martinez Live. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or of fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in legitimacy. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta admit, it had to have crossed your mind, and it probably still does, that they may still get away with it. Megan Barth continues with us. We were just talking off air about, you know, who's going to take a hit. Is the media going to take a rightful hit, as they should, because they've been hyping this for, you know, over 2 years? And, you know, forget about the deal. You know, Megan, they talked about that this cost about $30 million, the special counsel. And it was interesting because at one point, one of the things I could discern from Mueller was that he could have used more money. You know, of all the things, were you inhibited in any way? No. You had all the cooperation and everything else. The only thing he could slightly complain about was that he didn't have a direct conversation with the president. But he also knew that that wasn't going to happen. But regardless, he didn't have enough money, but $30 million. And then they said at some point, yeah, but some of that money was recovered. So, you know, they went back. But the money that is lost, to our earlier point, because instead of getting behind a president and a country right now that is moving in the right direction, lowest unemployment, GDP of 3.2, we've got I think, historic trade arrangements hanging in the balance, whether it's with Mexico or European allies and partners, NATO, China, oh yes, China, Japan, by the way. How much better off could we as a country on an economic standpoint be if this was settled? And right now we have a president who is, his eye is on this ball to do a lot of great things for the country, but because he happens to be Donald Trump and his name is preceded by the letter R, that is a problem for the bureaucrats in D.C. at the expense of the people, which I think the result of this, it's without estimation as to how much it would actually cost us, but I think well beyond millions, if not billions of dollars.
It would
cost us millions and billions of dollars, oh, as far as what the Democrats have done.
In terms of resisting the momentum, the positive momentum, economic momentum of this country, of what we could have done if these trade deals and all these things were squared away and we're moving in the right direction, what do you think our country would be right now and the effect it would have on the rest of the world?
All right. Well, and it kind of brings me back to the point that we made before going to break. We are talking about two different ideologies rather than two different parties. We are talking about a party, the Democrat Party, which under Barack Obama morphed into a far-left radical party. The uprising that we saw, the Justice Democrats that have run and are the mouthpieces now of the Democrat Party, and that's the squad.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically Barack Obama reincarnate. However, Barack Obama was a good politician. He was a radical, but he was a politician. When Barack Obama came out as radical as he was, passed Obamacare, he got his clock cleaned in 2010 and dialed it back.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to have a second term. And then, of course, us running Mitt Romney probably wasn't the best thing to do, but hindsight's 20/20. Nonetheless, the fundamental transformation that was promised 10 years ago now was completely stopped, and also not only the fundamental transformation, which is basically the overthrow of capitalism, that's what that meant.
Exactly.
The overthrow of capitalism and replacing it with a socialist model, European model, that was not only slowed down, but Donald Trump was the number one threat because we never would have known about this much corruption. We never would have known about the compromised FBI under James Comey,
mm-hmm.
the compromised CIA, and the NSA.
Well, the IRS, all these three-letter agencies have been weaponized under Barack Obama.
Correct.
EPA, go right on down the list.
Right. And so Donald Trump basically stopped that cabal, and now that we have a corrupted government, any time that you have absolute power, right, absolute more concentration thereof, you are going to find corruption.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at probably the most corrupt government that Barack Obama left behind, because there was a report that even James Comey was spying not only on the transition team, but he also had a spy in the White House.
Exactly.
And so they were spying on not just the campaign and the transitional team, but they had a mole in the White House.
Well, look what they did to Flynn. I mean, they knew this transitionary team was going through a learning curve, and he found a way to get through and around the system so that he could get directly to Flynn, and he cooked him. And then what happened? I mean, he's all proud of that because he took advantage of a less than savvy transitioning team. I mean, how could they be? I mean, Trump's not a political animal. He's a smart guy, but they didn't have their guard up, and they didn't realize how many things were set up, with operatives that Obama had already put into place. So this thing was a setup from the get-go, and I think that people are starting to realize how the fix was in, and even with the fix in, like you said, Megan, they didn't get their gal. Hillary wasn't elected.
Right. So if Hillary were elected, like I said, we would have never known any of what we know now as far as how astray our government had gone, as well as the coup. I mean, it was a coup. You have somebody, whether it's Peter Strzok or a combination thereof, including Comey, that was hell-bent on making sure that Donald Trump did not become president.
Mm.
That is interference in an election, and it's also foreign interference in an election when they were using foreign assets in order to stop the election.
Well, the thing, hold on just a second, because this is the thing that I found so laughable yesterday, was they're talking about the utilization of foreign assets, and the tentacles went directly through the DNC, and it's like, oh, by the way, you had a Secretary of State doing, quid pro quo, pay for play, so obviously you guys know you know that that's illegal, but you don't know that that's illegal for the Democratic Party. It's only illegal for Republicans or people who do not, you know, that don't wear your home jersey, I guess.
Well, with such a broad scope of the investigation that was given to Weinstein and Mueller, they were supposed to look at Russian collusion. That's what they were supposed to look at. And if they would have really looked at it, they would have found exactly what you're talking about and what Mueller didn't want to talk about. Fusion GPS, oh, I'm not familiar with that. How can you not be familiar with Fusion GPS when they were actually the source and Hillary Clinton paid them $1.5 million for political opposition research? I mean, these are all facts that we know. And so the investigation was a sham.
Mm-hmm.
The whole entire, when the predicate of an investigation is manufactured evidence, that is fruit of the poison tree. Anything that comes out of that manufactured evidence is thrown out, and that's just a legal term that you would use in court. That, like, if a cop planted drugs in your car and you got charged, with trafficking drugs. Well, it's manufactured evidence, fruit of poison tree.
But the thing is, though, Megan,
we're going to have to wait for the IG as well as Durham in order to come up, and Bill Barr, to come up with their independent investigations.
Yeah, but to your point, Megan, the problem that we have in today's culture is that due process is out the door. Thank you very much, Barack Obama and the Democratic Party, because this is what they've done to us. And there's no court. There's only one court, and that is the court of public opinion, supported by the mainstream media and all the acolytes of said Democrats. So, unfairly, people get the wrong information. It takes them a while. I mean, $30 million in this particular case for just this one counsel. We're not even talking about the other $30, $40 million that was spent on hearings in the Senate and Congress as well. Let's add that to the bill. So all that's being expended. And here we are, you know, 3 years later, and the people on Main Street say, all I'm concerned about is that I got more money in my pocket. I can pay my bills. Things are, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Government seems to be, shrinking a little bit, which is a good thing. So I'm happy with that. I want to move on. And so you've got a majority of Americans saying enough of this stuff already. We've done enough investigating. Let's move on.
Right. It seems as the Democrats don't want to move on. And that's why I say they know they own the mainstream media. They know the mainstream media is going to create the narrative. The way that people vote historically is they vote with their pocketbook. As you said, you know, I have more money in my pocket, this is good. But the second way people vote is that they vote for a leader who they can trust. So the Democrats can't run against a good economy. They can't run against a good GDP. They can't run against a good pocketbook. So what they have to do, again, is sabotage this presidency by painting him as something he is not, to make him untrustworthy, whether that's a Russian agent, whether that he can't be trusted because he's more interested in his own personal welfare and riches by having, you know, talks about putting a building in Moscow or what have you, or if he's not a racist or a Russian agent, he simply can't be trusted because they'll have a shroud, you know, of maybe not collusion, but the obstruction of justice now is really where they want to go.
Well, let's not even talk about how much this has cost Trump and the organization for him to run for president, because basically he's bifurcated his demographic. I mean, he's you got 50, at least 50% of the country won't even go to his hotel and buy an appetizer, pay for an appetizer, because it has the Trump name on it. I mean, this has been a costly proposition, but nobody wants to talk about that. So this president has given a lot to, you know, to be president and to fight for the forgotten man and woman. So I appreciate that. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, she is the co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.